she got involved in the Civil War in Spain as a very, very young girl, and when she was in Spain, she met people like Hemingway and Robert Capa, and people were involved in that effort, and so she was, while she was there, she met Herbert Klein, a young filmmaker from Iowa, who was doing a documentary film. And for some reason, she got the help in him, he got to know, and they got the, she got the help in him. And after a while, they got married, And they finished this movie in Spain, came back to the United States after, and then when Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia, they had decided to make a documentary film there called The Crisis. And they spent a year there in the Sudetenland and all that making this movie. And she got, they got a lot of good experiences. At this time, she decided she was going to start doing some still photography also. So she decided to do some still photography. She got an old Rolleicord and decided to do still photography. They didn't have too much trouble in the Sudetenland until the latter part of it, because the Germans at that time were kind of looking for publicity for their cause, I mean, Hitler was looking to see who was trying to get his message across all over the world, and then he found out, oh, here's a filmmaker going to make a movie, and they would only could only do certain things, shoot certain places, rallies and things like that, group meetings and things like that. But toward the end of the year and all that, they started to get into, the meat of the thing and all that, and then it was kind of got a little bad for them. And so, but that by that time, the movie was finished. They came back to New York City, edited it and all that, and it showed as a documentary called The Crisis. Well, they weren't satisfied with that, so they decided the next year to go back to Poland. And you know what happened in Poland? That was the start of World War II. And it was much different in Poland. They were under attacked, by the Germans and different counter people in Poland and all that. So she, the most vivid story she told me that where they had all this film in cans, couldn't get out of the, across the border, didn't know how they were going to get this film out. And they finally they found somebody sympathetic to what they were doing and all that, and he decided one night that he would put them in a hay wagon and cover them up with hay with their film and all that, and find a remote crossing across the border into I think it was either Latvia, one of those countries, not
One of the
Russia,
Baltic
but
states.
yeah, and one of those little roads, and they were stopped, and they, I guess whoever stopped them just thought it was a, they never did search the thing. They got across the border, and that way, that's how they got their film out of Poland after Hitler invaded Poland and started World War II.
So that would have been 1940,
Yes.
the fall.
Fall, yeah, 40,
So it was a, but it was a close call for them in terms of actually getting out.
Oh yes, oh yeah. Well, if imagine if they would have been caught, I mean, they probably would have been. Well, I don't know what would have happened. It's hard to speculate, but it's better they didn't. And then they came back, and that movie, that documentary is called Lights Out in Europe. It's still available, I imagine, someplace, And then the following year, if that was 1941, yeah, before we got into the war, they decided to move, do a movie in New Mexico, and I think you saw some of those pictures down the thing, and that was called The Forgotten Village with John Steinbeck. John Steinbeck wrote the book and the story and all that. Rose did the still pictures, and Herbert and his crew did the documentary film on it, which is available too yet. I have a couple books.